in human life, experience varies. But when one enters the spiritual path, there is, in the silence of meditation, opportunity to connect with the deep internal longing that underlies human life. That longing creates a restlessness in the human mind, which makes people grasp for various solutions to the longing and the restlessness. Some find solutions in the material world, in the acquisition of things. Others find the solutions in achievement and accomplishment, power and prestige, becoming someone important. Others find it in relationship, in becoming attached to loved ones, having family, friends, children, loved ones. But all of these engagements and activities of life, which you engage in order to calm this restless need, this restless feeling inside, they can all satisfy that restlessness for a time. A minute, 2 minutes, 1, 2 hours, or 1, 2 days, maybe even 1 or 2 years. But sooner or later, that same restlessness will rise to the surface. A discontent, a need for something more. That restlessness is something from the soul. It's very deep. And so many of the activities you engage in to satisfy it ultimately become further instruments of your unhappiness. The attachment you had to something which you thought solved the problem and brought you happiness then brings you sorrow when it ends, when something goes amiss. So in grasping and in attachment and in all the images that takes, all the forms it takes, for you, uniquely for you, there is a desire to achieve a kind of harmony and happiness. But ultimately, this restless feeling, this unhappiness, comes again. And the solution to it is deep. It lies in the very core of your being. As long as you feel yourself to be separate from the whole, this restlessness will exist. The deep peace comes when your sense of self is united in the whole of being. When you find the source from which you have come and melt back into that source, then this restlessness which dominates you finds peace. When people have sought solutions in the material world, in relationships, in career and accomplishment, even in doing good work and service, and yet in all of these find that in the end they're left with the same unhappiness, the same restlessness, the same yearning for something, for love, for wholeness. When people realize that all the things they have done have not brought them the happiness they thought they would achieve, then people seek the spiritual path. They seek deeper solutions to this problem. And the fundamental problem is duality, is separation. As long as there is you and everyone else, you are very alone. You are separate. When you love someone and you have that moment where that separateness goes away, it is such joy, such a relief. When you accomplish something and you have that sense of accomplishment and joy which overrides your separation, it's such a relief. But those moments pass, and again the pain of separation comes. People turn to addictions, to alcohol, to drugs, to video games, to various addictions, to try to not feel that pain, to numb it out. Yet, in the end, the pain returns, because it is the pain of duality. It is the pain of your heart to be separate, to be apart. When people begin to think deeply and realize the dilemma they're in, as the yogis of ancient times did, there's a realization that comes that there's no real solution in always trying to get more and get more and get more. And then there's quieting the mind in meditation, going deep to come to the place where that separation begins to ease, and you feel a presence, an awareness, a love, a God self, however it forms for you, but you feel something greater than yourself, something deep, something that is calls to you as the source from which you have come. And as you return to that source, as you let go, something happens. But the trick is, the first tendency of mind is, ah, that was nice, I want to acquire that. So again, you try to acquire. And what happens? It always slides through your fingers. You end up again alone. Until such a time that you realize, I can't acquire God. I can't acquire awareness. I can't acquire being. It's so vast. I can't encompass it. It encompasses me. And then you realize, what is this me? Who am I? Am I really anything apart from that wholeness of being, that divine, intelligent existence? That love divine? Am I really separate? When you realize that you are composed of that love, are composed of that beingness, that omnipresent, intelligent consciousness, which you know to be truth, to be love, to be the soul of your soul, the heart of your heart, the self of yourself. When you find that, and you find the path, not to acquire it, it's greater than you. You can't contain it. But to let go of fear, let go of holding on, let go of all identities, let go and meld back into the whole from which you have come. And in that letting go, in that lack of protection, in that lack of fear, in that melting into love, melting into truth, you find there is only the one, the infinite love. The infinite intelligent awareness. The one eternal being. And that the separation you have experienced is an illusion. That the love you have always sought has been there all along. And when you find this unity with your most beloved of your heart, that is where the restlessness ends. And you may go out into the world and live in the world. But when you come back, and you find your beloved. You find your home. There you rest in deep peace, with nothing to gain and nothing to lose. Such is a spiritual journey, the journey from duality to love divine, to wholeness of being, to the infinite aware essence of all that is. That is your home. And the spiritual path is your journey home. All right.